A defining feature of the post-World War II global order has been America's alliance with Europe. That transatlantic relationship has been a bedrock of Western security. And at its core, for more than 75 years, has been a special alliance of 32 countries, 30 in Europe and 2 in North America, the U.S. and Canada. Together, they form NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. But that close alliance is now in doubt. Here's how Trump put it in January.
There are certain places in Europe that are very important that are no longer recognizable. I'm being very nice. I'm being very diplomatic when I say that they are not recognizable.
What do Americans actually think of this alliance that's endured for more than eight decades? NPR's roving national correspondent Frank Langfitt tells us more.
One of President Trump's biggest complaints about Europe is that it hasn't spent enough money on its own defense and is freeloaded off the U.S. Many Americans agree, including Trump critics. Ernie Koo lives in California and is an executive in the maritime industry. Last month, he was in Baltimore for the festivities around the Army-Navy game. Watch cadets and midshipmen compete to drag heavy weights up a hill overlooking the harbor. Who supports Trump pressuring Europe to spend more on its own defense?
It is forcing Europe to take their security a little more seriously and maybe not to be so dependent on one big brother. And ultimately, I think it's going to be a positive.